Jerry Bader Show, 925. Then there's this one. GOP Representative Vance McAllister, and I'm going to be completely honest, until this story broke, I had not heard of freshman Representative Vance McAllister. Doesn't that sound like a fictional name, a name of a congressman from a book? Congressman Vance McAllister. It just does. It has a generic sound to it. Louisiana Republican. Let me digress quickly. They're trying to do an NCIS spinoff. Did you see that, Jason? They're trying to do NCIS New Orleans with Scott Bakula, who I loved in Quantum Leap, hated in Enterprise, Star Trek spinoff. But generally, okay, they need to do something. All right. A guy who's supposed to be a New Orleans native does not say New Orleans. I cannot believe they haven't gotten flagged for that already. It's New Orleans. New Orleans, I mean, even New Orleans. It is. New Orleans. He's married with five children, asked for forgiveness after a video surfaced on Monday that purportedly shows him kissing a woman that is reportedly his 33-year-old scheduler, who's also married. You know what the story doesn't mention? That it was in his office. I have two words for you, Jason. Security cameras. It appears to me, I saw the video, it appears to me that it's a security camera in his office. And it's some pretty serious lip lockage. And then they walk out in the hallway like nothing happened. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Not knowing they'd been caught. There's no doubt I've fallen short and I'm asking for forgiveness. Much like Scandal, the TV series, yes. Actually, that's what the whole thing felt a lot like. Good point. She doesn't look like Kerry Washington that I can tell on the security camera, but who does? You know what, though? I don't want to take away. She's a fine actress. She's a wonderful actress. She is beautiful, but I don't want to obsess on her beauty because that's the new me. No, really. I'm being totally serious. I think she's a great actress. She's wonderful. All right. There's no doubt I've fallen short, and I'm asking for forgiveness. I'm asking for forgiveness from God, my wife, my kids, my staff, my constituents who elected me to serve. Now, I received an email from a sibling. Oh, just another anomaly. Here's another religious right conservative or whatever he called it. Yes. Liberals engage in schadenfreude anytime a conservative gets caught doing this. Because most conservatives do try to promote high moral standards. But as I pointed out to him, the only reason you can do this is because you have no standards. You don't care if your people are immoral slugs. You don't judge Anthony Weiner. You don't judge Elliot Spitzer. You don't judge Bill Clinton. You don't judge John Edwards because you know what? They have no standards. It's okay to be an immoral slug because you're okay with immoral slugs. Our side isn't, and we criticize these guys when it happens, that you are completely amoral animals who don't ascribe to any moral standards at all is why you get away with this. And you're proud of that? Really? Really? It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin. Visit us at forevermetalroofs.com today.